lots and lots of people will have had to be more familiar or use social media, technology, because it's the only way they can really stay in contact with loved ones.
Well, absolutely. And while crime, physical crime, seems to be going down in general, we're all online a lot more than we were. So, you know, everybody's doing online shopping. Everybody's keeping in touch with friends and relatives online. And it was a couple of weeks ago that the government actually warned charities about this reported increase from police about coronavirus-related scams, to try to make them aware of the concerns that they have of becoming victims of frauds and cyber attacks. But, of course, the rest of us are online as well. And it's the way that criminals are getting to people now, I suppose, because, you know, people are at home. It's harder to burgle. It's harder to commit lots of the crimes that people would normally be doing. The only way they can get to people is online. So we've been in touch with Febzi Turkalp. He's the editor at GadgetDetective.com, to ask him for some useful tips for us. Have a listen, Eddie.
Hi, I'm Febzi Turkalp from Gadget Detective, and these are my tips for staying safe online during lockdown. Keep your operating system and apps up to date. If you're still using Windows 7, stop. Free upgrades to Windows 10 are still available for many. Have good antivirus and security software installed on your device. Have a unique password for every online service you've signed up for, and consider using password management software to generate unique, unguessable passwords. Set up second-factor authentication wherever you can. When video conferencing, only connect to people via your own contact list. Don't share details of a meeting via social media. Be aware of what's appearing in the background of your video call. Choose a background image if the software allows it. And finally, cyber scams have increased fourfold during lockdown. People claiming to be from BT or your internet service provider, your bank or HMRC may not be. Don't give your information to anyone if you're not certain who they are, and banks do not ask you to move your money to a safe account.